This is the Aviact Moly of the 22nd of February 2026. Original date 5th of February 2009. While doing service, stay in the double light angelic stage. Practice being bodiless. Today, Bapdada is seeing three forms of the children everywhere. Just as you know the three forms of the Father, in the same way, he was seeing three forms of you children, which are their aim and qualifications at this confluence age. One is the Brahmin form, the second is the angelic form, and the third is the deity form. Brahmins are to become angels, and angels are to become deities. So, at present, what is the special aim that remains in front of you? You cannot become deities without becoming angels. So, according to the present time and your efforts, your aim is to become an angel. The perfect form of the confluence age is an angel who is to become a deity. You know the definition of an angel. An angel means one who is light in relationships, sanskars and thoughts in the old world. Light even in the old sanskars. Not just to be light in your old sanskars, nature and the world, but an angel means one who has lightness while having a relationship with everyone and being light with everyone's nature and sanskars. What is the sign of this lightness? Those angelic souls would have love for everyone, not just love for some, but love for all, just as they do for the Father. For Father Brahma, you all consider him to be your Father. You say, my Baba. Such an angel means one who is loved by everyone. Some children think that Brahma Baba was Brahma, but all of you have seen among Brahmin souls, just like yourselves, that your beloved daddy was loved by everyone, and that everyone said, from their own experience, with a lot of love, my daddy. In terms of nature, sanskars, and while living in this old world, she remained loving and detached. Everyone said with a right, my daddy. So, what was the reason? She herself was light in her nature and sanskars. She gave everyone the feeling of belonging. She was an example. You also saw Jagadamba. Some think that she was the world mother. However, Daddy was a companion of your Brahmin family. Whenever you heard of her efforts, or if you asked her about it, she would always say, we have to become Karmatit. In her deep desire to become Karmatit, she would also repeatedly remind others of the same thing. So this should be the special aim and qualification of every Brahmin. It is, but it is number wise. There should only be this desire now. We definitely have to become angels. Angels means those who are detached from their physical bodies, those who always have bodies of light. Angels means kings of their physical organs. Bapdada also told you earlier that in the whole cycle, there is only one Bapdada who can say with that pure pride, each child of mine is a king child, a master of himself. An angel is one who is a self-sovereign. Such a self-sovereign is one with a form of light. Whenever you meet anyone who is stable in the double light stage, then the awareness of the soul, the light, would be visible on that one's forehead. Now always keep the aim and qualifications of intense effort emerged. You saw what was visible in Father Brahma when anyone met him or took drishti from him. In his last period, you experienced that even while talking, Father Brahma would mostly remain stable in a sweet bodiless stage. No matter how much service news others had to share, Baba would give them the experience of being bodiless in a second. So if you were to check in the Murlis, you would see how many times Baba would remind you of the same lesson of the soul again and again. I am a bodiless soul. So now, according to the time, little things of detail, things of people's nature and sanskars, take you far from the bodiless stage. Now there has to be transformation. Babdada saw that the result of service is good. The majority of you have zeal and enthusiasm for doing service, and you also continue to make plans. But along with doing service, it is also necessary to give the message. Today too, Babdada saw the good result of the service of the different wings and different places. However, the atmosphere of being bodiless requires less effort, yet creates a greater impact. Of course, people enjoy what they hear. But when they have an experience through the atmosphere and the drishti of being bodiless, that experience is never forgotten. So now in service, let there be the addition of the concern for becoming angelic. Give one or another experience of peace, happiness, joy, or spiritual love. Through the love in your behavior and the hospitality you offer, through your relationships and family, they leave with an experience. But now, specially pay attention to giving the feeling of supersensuous joy and spiritual intoxication of peace through the atmosphere and vibrations. Give them a special experience of one thing or another. Just as they leave here impressed with the system they see here, because they haven't found such a system of family love anywhere else, so let them leave having experienced some such power or attainment here too. Now 72 years are coming to an end. What did Baba see as a result at the present time? That you have worked hard. However, up to now, they have just been saying that the Brahma Kumaris are doing this work and that the knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris is good. Who is the one who is giving it? Who is running all of this? Who is the source? Hearing the word Baba from all of you, they say, their Baba. But for them to say, my Baba is that same one, that revelation of the Father is still to take place. They say, Baba, Baba, but it only emerges from the mouths of a handful out of multi-millions. This is my Baba. I belong to Baba, and Baba is mine. So what is the aim of the confluence age? That the Father of all of us has come. You are going to receive an inheritance from the Father, are you not? That influence will spread into the atmosphere through your angelic stage. They say that they receive light through your drishti, that the light of spirituality is visible in their drishti. So now have the aim of making intense effort to become a double light angel. While walking and moving around, increase the experience of the angelic form. Increase the experience of the bodiless stage. Be double light in your nature and sanskars, in order to finish any thoughts within a second. Some children say that they do remain light, but that others don't know them. However, the light of such double light angels, those who are double light, cannot remain hidden. Even a small torchlight or a lit matchstick cannot remain hidden, whereas this is spiritual light, and so through your atmosphere, give them the experience of who you are. Whether it was Jagadamba or Daddy, they didn't say that no one knows them. Through the atmosphere they created, they remained loving to all. This is why the example of Daddy is given, because for Father Brahma, you think that Shiv Baba was in him. For Father Shiva, you think he is incorporeal anyway, he is detached and incorporeal, whereas we are corporeal bodily beings. We are living in such a big gathering, we are living in the midst of everyone's sanskars. To harmonize your sanskars means to become angels. Seeing the sanskars, some children become disheartened. Baba is very good, Father Brahma is very good, this knowledge is very good, the attainment is very good. However, to harmonize your sanskars means to be loving to everyone, not loving to just some, because some children say that you develop love for some on seeing their specialities. This one's talk is very good. This one has this very good speciality. This one speaks very well. These obstacles come in your becoming angels. You may be loving, but you, each soul, are detached. Be loving to all with your stage of detachment. Do not be loving because of the speciality. I like this one's virtue very much. You may imbibe that, but to be loving just because of that is wrong. An angel loves everyone. Each one should say, mine. There should be the feeling of belonging. Two things create obstacles to such an angelic stage. One is the awareness, ban, of the body, and you all have a natural experience of that. The awareness of the body of 63 births arises naturally. The other is the ego, abhiman, of the body. The awareness of the body and the ego of the body. The further you progress in this knowledge, the more you sometimes have ego about your own self, and that ego brings you down. Why is there ego of the body? Whatever speciality you have, there is arrogance because of that speciality. Am I any less? Everyone loves my talks. The service that I do creates an impact. My handling is very good. The way I give courses is good. As you make further progress in this knowledge or in service, you have this arrogance about yourself, or you have love for the virtue, talent, or speciality of others. However, whom would you remember? You would only be aware of body consciousness. So-and-so has a very good intellect. My handling is very good. Those who move forward in service or their efforts have this arrogance. So check this. The way to check whether those who have arrogance truly do have that arrogance is whenever someone insults Apman, them or their ideas, their advice, their talent or their handling, even slightly. They would very quickly have feelings about that. When they feel insulted, an even more subtle sign of that is that it will make them angry. There is also bossiness. That will not allow you to become angels. So, according to the present time, Bapdada is giving you a signal once again. Reveal your angelic form in your life. the last form of the confluence age. Put it into your corporeal form. By becoming an angel, it will become very easy to become bodiless. Check yourself. There isn't attachment to even your own speciality or to someone else's, even in a subtle way, is there? Is there any arrogance? Sometimes even over a trivial matter, some children's stage fluctuates. Then instead of having a happy heart and a happy face, their face is either full of thoughts or full of worry. And while moving along, they become disheartened. Instead of being happy-hearted, they become disheartened. So, do you understand? Now make your sanskars of your angelic stage, the last stage of the confluence age, emerge. You saw Father Brahma. You have to follow the Father, do you not? Many children experienced in the last period, when they came to relate their news, that Baba was beyond the news, beyond sound. They would come to relate news of situations. They would come having made many plans, thinking, I will tell Baba about this and this. I will ask Baba this. But when they came in front of Baba, they would forget what they had to say. That is the angelic stage. So what lesson did you make firm today? Who am I? An angel. Remain beyond situations, specialities, your own specialities and the awareness of your bodies. Be a double light angel. Because without becoming an angel, you cannot claim a high status of a deity. You will go to the golden age because you have become the children and you will receive the inheritance, but not an elevated status. You promised that you will remain constantly together, that you will rule together. You may not sit on the throne, but you would at least claim a right to the royal family. You have seen the royal court of that place, have you not? Those who have a right to the royal court also have a tilak and a crown. The tilak of the kingdom and the sign of a kingdom is the crown. So be a self-sovereign over a long period of time, not just every now and then. Although a self-sovereign over a long period of time may not sit on the throne, he would at least claim a right to become part of the royal family. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time, stand up. At least 3/4 of the gathering has got up. Birthday congratulations for meeting the Father in the corporeal form to those who have come here physically for the first time. Babdada gives all you children who have come here for the first time the blessing. You have come at the time of too late, but there is a special blessing for you new children who have come. Never have the thought, how can we go forward? For those who have come too late, at present you have come at the time of being late, but are not too late. And Babdada and the brothers and sisters of the Brahmin family have special feelings of cooperation for all of you. In the short time left, use every second in a worthwhile way, because in a short time you have to attain a lot. You must not waste even a second. Continue to move along as a karma yogi. Do not stop performing actions, but add yoga to karma and keep a balance of karma and yoga. So those who keep this balance receive extra blessings. Those who have come late, it will be too late in the future, still have a chance. You can make a lot of effort in a short time. Babdada is giving the blessing. When you children maintain courage, you definitely receive help from the Father. To all of you children everywhere,
congratulations from the heart, and multi-million-fold greetings. To those who will be busy doing their service at Shivratri, Baba is giving birthday greetings and congratulations for Shivratri now. To those who are going to come, and those who send their letters and emails, they all reach Babdada in less than a second. To all of them, and also to the souls who are thirsty for Babdada, to those who are in bondage, and who even make the beatings they receive into a garland around their necks. Love and remembrance to such souls too. To the new loving souls that are emerging now, but who are not so many, they have to be loving and cooperative, they have to be double. To all the youth and all the old children everywhere, the mothers, the Pandavas, greetings for your birthday and the father's birthday in advance. Congratulations, Acha. Blessing. May you be constantly successful by becoming victorious in every thought with the company of the corporeal and incorporeal fathers. Just as an incorporeal soul and a corporeal body are able to do everything together, in the same way, when you keep both the corporeal and incorporeal fathers with you or in front of you, while you perform every task and create every thought, you will become an embodiment of success. This is because when Babdada is personally in front of you, you would definitely have everything verified by him, and you would then carry that out with faith and fearlessness. By doing this, you will save your time and thoughts. Nothing would be wasted, and every action will then automatically be successful. Slogan: spiritual love is even more precious than physical wealth, and so become a master ocean of love. Avyakt signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Prove the power of purity in front of the authority of religion, and the power of unity in front of the authority of politics. By showing both of these powers, the flag of God's authority will be hoisted very quickly. There now has to be special attention paid to both of these. The closer you continue to come into contact with them, while using your powers of purity and unity, the more they themselves will begin to talk about you. Om Shanti.